From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abigail Corson. An audit of the governor's office finds that Governor Jay Nixon is still using money from other state agencies to cover some expenses from his office, despite prohibitions by lawmakers from doing so. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
For the past 4 years, lawmakers have added language to the state budget forbidding the governor's office from shifting funds from most state agencies to his office. But Deputy Auditor Harry Otto says Nixon has been violating that provision regularly.
The total is in the area of $1.9 million over a three-year period. And of that, about $948,000 is personnel.
Otto says six employees within the governor's office were paid with funding from other state agencies. In a brief response, the governor's office says that it, quote, accounts for its operational cost in a manner that properly reflects the nature of the work it performs, end quote. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says he has concerns about a bill passed by lawmakers that would reduce how long people can receive welfare benefits. Nixon said today that he agrees with the need for personal responsibility by adults, but is concerned by the bill's effect on children and families whose benefits would get cut. The bill would reduce the lifetime limit for receiving benefits under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. The Department of Social Services estimates that 3,155 families currently in the program would lose benefits when the bill takes effect next January. Nixon has not directly said whether he will veto the bill or not. He has until early May to decide whether to sign it into law. Public access to video from police cameras in Missouri would be restricted under a measure moving forward in the legislature. The Missouri House gave initial approval today to a measure that would exempt the video from the state's open records laws. Activists have rallied around encouraging police departments across the country to use body cameras to record interactions with the public. But Missouri lawmakers are reluctant to require police cameras because the state constitution prohibits unfunded mandates. I'm Abigail Corson, KBI News, Columbia.